My name is Robin, and I live in Knoxville, Tennessee. This was big for me when one of my friends' kids went in custody. I had told Andre that I really wanted to try to do foster care. So that's what we did.
You gonna put your pictures in your backpack today?
Yes.
How about you, Hazel?
The paint got dry on my pictures.
What? You can't put
Serenity and Darius, the 4-year-old, wow, and the 6-year-old are mine. And then the Hazel and Emily is the two foster that we're going to adopt.
Oh, yeah?
If we paint it.
We can paint your backpack.
Yay.
You don't want to have Tinkerbell no more? I'll paint over Tinkerbell.
My son, he's autism and ADHD put together. You know, I've been working with him and working, teaching him, and, you know, now he's normal in the grade that he's supposed to be in, but he was so behind. Emily, she's a whole grade behind. She's supposed to be in third grade, but, you know, I studied with her and got her reading up. Now I have to start with the other two. My days are very busy. I get up at 2:30 in the morning. I go to work. I get home around 6:37. I get the kids up, get Andre up. We all take them to school, and then come back here before the bus gets here by 11. And then when the bus gets here, I think some people think I'm crazy because I take on all these kids and all the stuff that I do. Because there's times where my hair is sticking up. And I'm wearing pajama pants going to pick the kids up. I'm like beat down halfway. My car is constantly going. 30 minutes. And then I go back to pick up Andre. And then I go back to pick up my son at 1. And then after 1, we come home. And I usually, that's when I start getting everything ready for. I try not to worry about money that much. But there are times where, you know, I mean, with the two kids that we got, it's extra. Foster care, you get paid for it, but when we try to adopt, they don't pay you. And so, you know, with fitting two extra kids in your life that you didn't plan, they come with nothing. They come with no clothes, no shoes, no nothing.
So start getting everything ready for nighttime and cleaning up the house.
And then around 2:30, I go back and pick up the other two kids. I pick up one that Emily, and then one I watched. And then the two babies come home off the bus. Andre feels like he should be the man of the house. And I shouldn't work. I should be able to stay at home and take care of the kids. I shouldn't have to work at night. And he gets stressed out sometimes because I'm out there in the middle of the night by myself because I've gotten robbed twice. And me being pregnant now is stressing him out. And we only got one car, so if something happened, he couldn't come to me. And then, you know, they all take baths, eat dinner, homework, bed. By then, when I get to bed, sometimes it's 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and then I go to sleep, back up. I'm one of those people, you keep going, I'll keep going, I'll keep going, I'll keep going, I'll keep going, until I can't go anymore.
Without a Net, Voices of the Working Poor was produced by Matt Schaefer Powell and Leslie Snow, with assistance from the Knox County Community Action Committee. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Doffer, an Iraqi man who fled his homeland after a bomb was planted in his garden. Now he's in Knoxville, searching for work as a civil engineer.